Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on stressed and unstressed syllables.
今天我们小偏方的主题是轻重音发音的重要性。
Every English word of more than one syllable and every complete sentence has at least one stressed syllable.
一个字哦，每一个英文字如果它有多个音节的时候，一定有一个音节是要发重音的，或是在一个句子里面有很多个音节，但是有一些音节是你必须要发重音的。
A stressed syllable is pronounced more prominently than surrounding syllables. Simply put, we say it louder, and we lengthen the vowel sound.
当你要把重音放在那个字的时候，或是那个母音的时候，你的母音要发得比较重，比较长一点。
Unstressed syllables are just the opposite. They are not as loud, and the vowel sound is usually reduced.
当你没有把重音放在那个音节或那个母音的时候，通常你那个母音要发得比较轻，比较短一点。
Vowel sounds are most often reduced to a or to i.
通常哦，那些母音没有把重音放在那个母音的时候，通常那些母音会发成 a 或 i 这个两个音。
For example, in the word purpose.The first syllable is stressed, and the vowel of the second syllable can be reduced to either a, as in purpose, or I, as in purpose. Let me give you a complete sentence. I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't do it on purpose. The following word has three syllables. Which syllable is stressed? Banana.That's right, the second syllable is stressed. Listen now for the lengthening of the vowel in the stressed syllable. Banana, banana. It's very important to stress the proper syllable, to lengthen stressed syllables, and to reduce unstressed vowels. This is essential if you want to achieve a proper English rhythm.If every syllable is given equal stress and length, what you will sound like is a robot. I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't do it on purpose. Proper rhythm comes from stressing only certain syllables and lengthening those syllables, while reducing the others.
通常你如果要把英文学好，要说的比较有音调一点，有高低的音调，你一定要把音节发音要注意这个重要性哦。比如说你要把重音放在这个母音上面的话，你要发的比较重，比较长一点。
Listen again to the example sentence and notice how only certain syllables are stressed and lengthened.
请听我们老师给你的例子，注意听它的重音放在哪里，还有它发的长短。
I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't do it on purpose.
你有听出来吗？我们老师刚刚发音哦，它有重音和轻音的分别。如果它有发重音比较长的母音的时候，听起来会比较好听一点。
We will talk about how to figure out what syllable or words to stress at the sentence level in an upcoming program. But today's tip is to make sure that when you learn words of more than one syllable, you give special care to learning which syllable or syllables are stressed and to remember to lengthen the vowels in those syllables.This has been today's Daily Tip on Learning English. Tune in tomorrow for another tip.